Time now is 16 minutes to 6. Now, one of the most popular shows on BBC Two in recent years has been Dragon's Den. It seems people pitch their business ideas to a panel of rich entrepreneurs hoping for investment. Right here in Norfolk, there's been an environmentally friendly version taking place, a green Dragon's Den, if you will. And the final was today at the Penoya Centre in Pulham St Mary. We've got in the studio with me now one of the organisers, Mark Baxter, and hot off the press, I don't know his name, the winner. Hello, sir, very welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
And your name is?
Miles Yallop.
Miles Yallop, congratulations. Literally, the prize giving was this afternoon, wasn't it? But just before we get into what the prize is and whatever, this competition, what was the idea behind it then?
Yeah, hi Karen. Well, the idea behind the competition was to find innovators of sustainable construction products in the Norfolk area who would produce, you know, would show us what they had to offer, meet with the big contractors from the area, get the idea out to them and see if we can find new products and sustainable products that will help in construction in the buildings of the future.
And this is where you come in, Miles.
Yes, indeed.
So what was your idea?
Sprayed hempcrete.
I beg your pardon?
Sprayed hempcrete.
So That's what I thought you said. Yeah. What is that?
Basically, it's the hemp plant. It's the core of the hemp plant chopped in small pieces, which is passed through a machine, sprayed at walls for insulation. So you get away from using rock wool and all these sorts of, polluting materials. It's carbon negative, it's grown in East Anglia, it's processed in East Anglia as well, and the innovation really is the spray machines. So it gives us a lot more flexibility to work in different sized buildings, renovations and new build. So yeah,
and obviously much more environmentally friendly.
Totally.
Cost wise,
Comparable to existing building materials, but obviously the more it's used, you get the supply chain in place, and obviously those things will come down in cost.
What gave you the idea for it?
My background is civil engineering, and after working in civil engineering for many years, one cubic metre of concrete is one cubic metre of carbon pollution, and wanting to get away from throwing concrete in the ground and burning diesel. So about 5 years ago we changed direction, and so today has been really exciting because it gives us sort of direct contact with the big contractors who thought that our idea was
fab,
fab
and groovy.
Yes.
Was it scary though? You've just come from the afternoon's judging. Was it like Dragon's Den? Because
yes,
sometimes that can be terrifying.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's one thing being confident about what you do on a daily day basis in the workplace, but when you've got to stand up in front of five people plus an audience and pitch what you do, yes, without a doubt, it's very nerve-wracking.
Were they nice, or were they a bit nasty and like, I'm out?
No, nothing like that at all. Very encouraging, actually. Very encouraging, So lots of positive feedback. So, yeah, really
That's
good.
Great.
Fantastic.
And hopefully some contacts and contracts coming as a result of that.
Hopefully so, yes.
For your hempcrete.
Lots of emails and phone calls to be made next week.
We had, I'd say, Karen, we had a wide range of finalists. We'd narrowed it down to 7 finalists from a fairly broad entry. And they varied enormously in the types of things that were on offer, from abseiling down buildings to install, do work on high-rise buildings instead of using scaffolding, ranging through new products made in Norfolk for green roofs, whole building systems. And out of the of all of the products, every one of the finalists was absolutely excellent and commended by the judges. And I think that the dragons at the end of the day are going to have a look at all of the products, but it's got to be said that Miles's product and service, and particularly the new spraying technique that he has for delivering hempcrete, impressed them greatest.
It's great to hear Norfolk being at the centre of all this innovation. Congratulations on your award, Miles.
Thank you.
And congratulations on organising this Green Dragon's Den, which is a great competition. Discovered some real talent in Norfolk, I think. Are you going to be doing it again, briefly?
We hope so. We're going to have a look at, we're going to have a chat with the main contractors. We'll see what comes of it. We'll hopefully support all these products. And if it's successful, then we'll definitely do it again.
Fab. Well, get your thinking caps on for next year, everyone. Green Dragon's Den. Thank you very much, Mark Baxter and Miles Yallop. Good to see you. Thank you for coming in to see us today.